Welcome to Sensory Reflections, episode 4, with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion, on R&IB Connect Radio. As with each month, we'll be reflecting on a few things going on in nature for you to tune into and something for you to take away and do. In this episode, we have three things for you to listen out for and something you can do to really help nature. So this month, we'd like you to keep an ear out for three finches. These are the chaffinch, the greenfinch, and the goldfinch. And we're just going to hear them now. The first one is the chaffinch. So when you hear it, it may not sound exactly like this recording. And that's because chaffinches actually have regional accents. Yes, it's actually the case that chaffinches in different areas have slightly different songs from each other. The second of our finches is the greenfinch. The greenfinch is a frequent visitor to our bird tables and garden bird feeders. They are, in fact, in massive decline, though, and this is partly due to a disease that they can catch via bird tables and bird feeders. So it'd be a really good idea to regularly wash bird feeders and wash down bird tables whenever you're changing the food or refilling. And the last of our trio is the goldfinch. Goldfinches are specialist seed feeders and they have fine beaks which help them tease out small seeds from thistles and teasels. But they do actually feed their young on insects and invertebrates in the spring and summer while they're growing. Goldfinches often travel in small flocks and are regular visitors to bird feeders. They're particularly fond of Niger seeds, so make sure you have some in stock for them. And on to this month's activity, which is in fact no activity. We've heard our birds are very dependent on insects and invertebrates, which in turn are really dependent on the availability of food in the form of nectar or leaves from wildflowers. So if you have a garden, this month's suggested activity is actually no activity and just try and resist mowing the lawn for a few weeks to give the wildflowers a chance to blossom and support our birds and bees. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work on my website, www.natural-inclusion.org, or on Facebook at Natural Inclusion. Until next time, stay sensational.